In the context of the Odyssey of Eliezer, seeking a wife for Yitzchok, we encounter the following fascinating, differing descriptions of this trusted confidant of Abram. At the outset of his mission, the Torah says, "Vayomer Abram el Abdo Zkan Beiso Hamoshel B'chol Asher Lo Simno Yodicho Tachas Yirechi." Eliezer is simultaneously termed number one, Abdo, a servant, number two, Zekan Beiso, the elder of his household, and number three, Hamoshel B'chol Asher Lo, he's the superintendent, master of the household. Chazal, in their acute sensitivity to the language of the Torah, note the following. The Gemara in Yumad Afchavches, Zekan Beiso, Zokein v'yoshe b'yeshiva. This Eved Abram is a Zokein Yoshe b'yeshiva, a term that's used to describe great Talmidei Chachamim. Hamoshel b'chol asher lo, say Chazal, Shemoshel b'chochmas rabo, he's someone who has mastery of the Torah of his Rebbe, of Avram Avinu, who da mesek Eliezer, mentioned earlier in Lech Lecha, Shedole u'mashke, he draws from the well of his Rebbe and imparts to others. He is the Gavra B'charikoy Omeid of Avram Avinu, the ultimate and consummate servant of Avram Avinu, who imbibed from Avram Avinu's well of knowledge and was totally kafuf and subservient to his master. In the dialogue between Eliezer and Avram, at the outset, the term Eved occurs and recurs multiple times. He embarks on his mission and davens to Hashem that he should be zochet to siyata d'shmaya, and he mentally devises a test that will serve as the barometer for that. The moment that his wildest hopes come to fruition, the Torah in Medias Res alters the description. At that juncture, he becomes, according to the Torah language, an ish. V'ha'ish mishto'eilo. You get the point. The Targum translates Ish as Gavra. Till now, Eliezer was a trusted Eved. Now Eliezer becomes a Gabra, an Ish. When Eliezer then recounts the story and directive of Avram Avinu, to Laban and Basuel, Chazal have an absolutely gorgeous comment. Yofos sichas abdi ovos l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu yosem mitoyrosim shol bonim. The sicha, the conversation of the abodim, of the ovos, is more beloved to Hashem, more than the Torah of his children. An astounding statement. In the retelling of the story, there's another term that's highlighted, accentuated many times, the term Adoni. Vayomer, Eved Avram Anochi, Vashem Beraches Adoni Ma'o Vayidol, Vatelet Sarah Ben Ladoni, Vayashbieni Adoni Lemor, Vomar Ladoni, Hiho Yisha Sherin, Ochiach Hashem Ben Adoni, Vatomer Bas Misuel, and further and further. At the end of this parsha, we've gone from Eved to Ish to Adoni, and now we're suddenly jolted back to Eved. And then we have a mix, a motley crew. So the pattern you see, Eved, Ish, Adoni, at the end, a mix of Eved and Ish. In a gist, the mission is undertaken with total devotion, total subservience, as an Eved who solely submits to the will of his master. Once engaged on the mission, Eliezer assumes and independence and sovereignty, which the Torah terms Ish. Initially, he's an Eved. Subsequently, in the course of executing his mission, implementation, he becomes an Ish. He devises mentally the strategy and methodology of ferreting out the right confidant or shidduch, and at the end, as a shliach she'osa shlichuso, reverts back to his Eved mode, vis-a-vis his new Adon Yitzchak at the end, but doesn't forfeit or relinquish his hat as an Ish, as a Gavra. This duality, to my mind, is the quintessence of a Talmud klape his Rebbe, a Talmud to a Rebbe. The verse says in Ksuvah, Tadik Vav, Kol melacho she'osa Eved l'rabo, whatever work an Eved does for his master, Talmud osa l'rabo, a Talmud does for his Rebbe. Initially, a budding Talmud who wants to succeed in Limud HaTorah has to apprentice himself to a Rebbe and be totally subservient to him. He's literally an Eved l'rabo. Only after years of Shimush can and should he eventually become an Ish, a Gavra, who has sufficiently drawn from the wellspring of his Rabbeim and now has become an indigenous source of water. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos V'Amidu Talmidim Harbe, Mefarshim explain, Lahamid, the idea and ideal of a Rebbe is Lahamid is Atalmid Araglov. Initially, he's kafuf, subservient to his Rebbe, but ultimately he becomes a Gavra. Nar Hoyisi Begam Zokanti. I've met many Gedolei Yisrael in the course of my lifetime, the last 5 or 6 decades. I never met a Gavra Rabba who didn't have a Rebbe. Without a Rebbe, one can have stupendous knowledge, but often lacking shimush or sotor, it's what Chazal term, in very sharp expression, chamor nosi svarim, a donkey laying down with books. Computer knowledge, a factotum, lacking the salient qualities of a Talmud Chacham. The Mishnah in Perek Aleph Pirkei Avos articulated twice the well-known dictum of Aseh Lecha Ra. Initially, the first of these two Mishnayos says, Yeshua ben Prachya Omer Aseh Lecha Rav, make for yourself a Rebbe, Ukneh Lecha Chaver, acquire a chaver, that be done as kaladim kafsus. The second Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel Hayome, Aseh L'charav, the second time, the Histalik ben Asofik, the Altar Belaser Umodos. The Rav, the Batanura, sharply demarcates between these two Mishnayos. The second Mishnah, Aseh L'charav, the Histalik ben Asofik, says the Batanura is in the area of Sak Halacha. In order to live a life of clarity in Halacha with clearly delineated parameters and concrete practices, the juxtaposition of Aseh L'charav, Histalik ben Asofik, is self-evident and remarkably precise as to the role of a Rav as an expositor of Halacha and adjudicator in one's personal practical performance. The first Mishnah, Aseh L'charav U'Kneh L'Chachaver, posits a totally different role of a Rav as a guide and a mentor in one study of Torah, as a model for clarity and direction in developing an overall Belchang and Hashkafa, as someone who will provide you with navigational GPS skills designed to help you grow to autonomous sovereignty. This duality of a Rav, two very distinct and significant roles, is the upshot of the commentary of the Batanura on these two Mishnayos. Both of these roles are critical and complement each other beautifully. Both of these roles can only be realized and implemented in light of the Gemara in Brachos. Gdola Shimusha Shel Torah Yoseh Milim Buda. There are two paradigmatic role models for the concept of Gdola Shimusha Shel Torah. One is Yoshua bin Nun, and the other is Elisha Novi. Let's sketch in a very rudimentary fashion some of the contours of that concept. The Rambam, in his preamble to Mishnah Torah, writes describing the Masorah of Torah Shebaal Peh that was taught to Moshe and then taught to Klal Yisrael, says the Rambam. Ve'alazar u'Pinchas v'Yoshua, there were three great individuals, Shloshan Kibbul Mimoshe, all of them received the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. However, whom was he given to? Le'Yoshua, Shu Talmido Shem Moshe Rabbeinu, Masa Torah Shebaal Peh v'Tzibo Olel. The Medrash strikingly notes that Elazar and Pinchas were Yosem Mimulachim Mi'Yoshua, intellectually more acute, sharper, greater acumen, sharper reflexes. So why was Yoshua chosen? And the Medrash, of course, answers, Notza Te'ina Yochal Piria, Yoshua was Mishareis Moshe Rabbeinu. Yoshua gave Moshe Rabbeinu tremendous kavod. Who are Yamashki Mumari Besabat Shelcha? He got up early and came back late. He arranged the safsolim, all the chairs. He spread the mats. Because he was Mesharis Moshe Rabbeinu, Kedayu Sheishamish Yisrael. He becomes the ultimate manhig, leader of Klal Yisrael. And that's the pasuk. V'Yoshua binu nar lo yomish b'tocho ol. My Rebbe, Maran Harav Zatzal, Harav Soloveitchik noted that the entire Pirkei Avos is founded and undergirded by this doctrine of Dolo Shimusha Shel Teira Yosim Limuda. The Masera of Midos in Pirkei Avos is not a Masera of Shiurim in the Beis Medrash, but a Masera of Shimush. A Talmud has to scrutinize and carefully examine the behavior and deportment, attitude and demeanor of his Rebbe. The expression Hu Haya Omer is not only as the Batanur writes Margalo B'Pumei, but encompasses an entire Masera of Re'iyah, of careful and didactic observation of Rebbe's conduct down to the last minutia. Yoshua was the quintessence of that Shimush, and because of his exemplary devotion and service to his Rebbe, become the success of the Moshe Rabbeinu and the Manig Yisrael. And Chazal say, Gemara Baba Basra, Pnei Moshe kipnei Chama, the radiance of Moshe is compared to the sun, Pnei Yoshua kipnei Levana. Yoshua is a step down, a reflection. The moon is a reflection of the light of the sun. Oy lo isa busha, oy lo isa klima. The Netziv has a lengthy arichos in Parshas Vayelech, and he quotes this Gemara Baba Basra and Dafayin Hey. And he explains over there that Moshe Rabbeinu is in the Bechina of Torah Shebichsav, the written law. Yoshua is Godel Mikol HaNaviim in the Prat of Torah Shebal Peh. And it's Kedai to see that comment of the Netziv in Vayelech. This Shimush that Chazal speak about is a process. It's not an overnight phenomenon. Our generation is accustomed to sound bites, glitches, and glitter as gossamer thin and evanescent. I'm very fond of telling my Talmidim, usually when I say a shir, I offer Ragalach. That's why they come. But essentially what they are asking me every 5 minutes, they want to have Kol HaTorah Kula on Ragalach, al Regalachas, Ragalach. Even an event that's magnificent and extravagant and striking is often Aloetim Yalabonim after the initial impact. The Kotzka, the Admor of Kotzk, Zatzal, commented on no less a monumental event than Maimon HaSinai that was a watershed for the ultimate future and destiny of Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says, Vayar ha'om, vayonu, vayamdu merachok. And the way he explained it, Zeret geshokol, of Zeret geshtanim from the Vikings. They were shuckling, as many of us do. Kalatz meisrei tomana Hashem yikamecha. But in the end, vayamdu merachok, in the shadow of HaSinai, they sinned with the golden calf with the Chet HaEgel. So the impact was short-lived and transient. The Ramban Kisisa has a striking observation similar regarding Yoshua ben Nun. The Torah describes dramatically in Kisisa the descent of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoshua ben Nun from HaSinai. Vayishma Yoshua es kolom bereyo vayomer Moshe kol milchama b'machane. When he descended with Moshe Rabbeinu, he thought there was a war. Moshe Rabbeinu responded, So the Torah here has pointedly portrayed two diametrically opposed reaction to the Chet HaEgel that they witnessed in front of them. First, that of Yoshua, which in the language of Targum Onkelos, Kol Milchama, says the Targum, voices of war. Or in the language of Rashi, Kol Anias Giborim Hatzoakim Nitzachon, the victory shouts of exultant soldiers on a battlefield. Or the cries of soldiers in defeat, slinking away from the battlefield as they sustain a resounding mapola. Moshe Rabbeinu, however, describes the scene as one of kol anos anochi shomea. From the terminology of the Targum Onkelos, kol mechaychin, or citing Rashi, kol cheirufin v'gidufin, hama'anin es hanefesh, blasphemous, strident tones that are afflicting to the nefesh of a person, that resonate in the deepest recesses of my personality. So the Ramban, in the Tour de Force, ingenious commentary, notes the following. Why did Yeshua and Moshe have markedly different reactions? Says the Ramban, Avalatam, Ki Moshe Ab Bechochma, Moshe and his brilliance, Makir Benigune Akolos, he understood the Nigin, He understood that the niggun that was in effect emanating from Klal Yisrael was not a niggun as Yeshua saw it, but a niggun of chirufin v'gidufin. Omer Meisha, says the Ramban, quoting a Medrash, Misha osiv linog Yisrael Yisrael and a mafkin in kol l'kol. Someone who's going to be the leader of Klal Yisrael doesn't know how to distinguish between one shtimming and another shtimming, one kol and another kol. So the Ramban concludes that Moshe Rabbeinu, in his inimitable modesty, did not apprise Yeshua of his reaction because he didn't want to cast aspersions on Klal Yisrael, but he stated unequivocally that, in effect, it's a sound of tzok, derision, and mockery of the side of Sforno, who underscores the language of the pasuk. Vayaris ha'egel u'mecheles, stresses the Sforno. Moshe Rabbeinu was an experienced manig, a leader with a Geiger counter, able to detect the shtimming of the people. Yeshua, at that point, was a novice, had not yet achieved that level of intuitive understanding that emanates from years of shimush and ministering to Gdolei Yisrael. The ineluctable consequence of this comment of the Ramban is that shimush is an arduous, lengthy apprenticeship requiring amola, tenacity, dogged determination, but ultimately being kafuf to an experienced mechanich, ein chacham kebal nisayon. The second paradigm, the second model of shimush shel Torah is the yachas of Elisha to his Rebbe Eliyahu HaNavi. When Eliyahu takes his aderes and it becomes a part of his garb, that was the siman, says the Radak and others, of going under the tutelage of Eliyahu HaNavi. The Talmud basks in the limelight of his Rebbe. The Talmud humbly requests at the end of Eliyahu's tenor and tenure, Pishnayim Yeruchacha, double. They were walking together. Eliyahu went up in a whirlwind to heaven. He becomes the Yorish Neman of Eliyahu. When Eliyahu ascended, he, Elisha, cried out, Obi, Obi, Rechev Yisrael Farashav, reflecting the ultimate yachas between Elisha and Eliyahu. The yachas of a child to a father. We immediately remember their initial encounter when Elisha tells Eliyahu, Eshokono le'obi ve'imi, let me, before I become a Navi, let me embrace, let me kiss my father and mother, ve'el chacharecha, and then I'll follow you. Vayelech acharei Eliyahu vayishkocheyu. He leaves his parents. The other Nevi'im call Eliyahu Adonecha. Elisha perceives him as a beloved father. At his ascension to heaven, Eliyahu, in tears, at a Rebbe who taught him Torah, who gave him guidance, who was the role model par excellence, he tears Kriya. And Chazal say on the pasuk, the Elisha roe behu mitzaik mem tzadik ayin kuf. Obi obi rechiv Yisrael parashav. Say Chazal, obi obi ze obi v'imo. The Navi Eliyahu was like a father and mother to him. Rechev Yisrael parashav zeh rabo shalim do Torah. Mitzaik, not so ek. Mitzaik means his entire persona was shaped, was enveloped by his Rebbe. Both Yeshua and Elisha are the prime exemplars of G'dayla Shimusha Shal Torah Yossi Milimuda. Taisus in Ksubas Dab Yizayinam Aleph describes a passionate Rabbi Akiva in his early days when he was beginning his illustrious career. Omer Rabbi Akiva. I was walking on the road and I saw a meis mitzvah. I took the meis mitzvah a lengthy distance. And I buried the meis mitzvah. And obviously he thought he was doing a tremendous mitzvah. And when he came before his rabbeim, for each step that you took, you're guilty of bloodshed. So Taisus explains, not because of Bittul Torah, Ela Mishum Demeis Mitzvah Kana Mekaymo, Hayol Alekaymo B'Mokim Shemitzol. He should have buried the Demeis Mitzvah on the spot. But at that point, he did not fulfill the mitzvah in the proper kind of way. And then Taisus goes on to say, Mishum Debitel Atzma Mishimush Tamid Chachamim. He wasn't yet sufficiently ensconced in Gdelo Shimush Shal Torah Yosem Limuda. The Gemara says in Brachas, a person should always live near his Rebbe. Lo'nasa Shlomo es bas Paro. Shlomo did not marry the daughter of Paro as long as Shimi ben Gera, his Rebbe, was around. Chazal tell us in the context of Ephraim and Menashe. So Ephraim is more considered to be more chashuv, even though from Menashe emanates Malchus, from Ephraim emanates Torah. Malchus is also very significant and very important. However, Chazal, the Gemara says in Hur Yisraf Yigimo, Melech mitamachochem shenofu bashevi. If a melech, a king, and a tamachochem are taken captive, tamachochem kodem ha'atzolah. When it comes to saving the two individuals, the tamachochem takes precedence. Why? Chochem shemeis ein lanu k'yetzibo. A chochem who dies is irreplaceable. Melech shemeis, a king who dies, kol Yisrael v'yin l'malchus. Every Jew can become a melech. Every Jew can become a king. The chesaron of a melech can be replaced. The chesaron of a tamachochem, I efshar lahashlim v'shum panim v'ayfen. I am constrained by time. The Vilna Gaon has a fascinating comment on a pasuk in Mishlei. Pasuk says, "Shtei mayim biborecha, v'nozlim mitoch be'erecha." Chazal understood this pasuk. It's talking about teaching Torah. The Chazal see a contradiction, an oxymoron in the pasuk itself. On the one hand, the Navi speaks about borecha, a bore. On the other hand, the Navi speaks about a be'er, a well. The two obviously are not identical. A bor is a cistern that receives water from outside, from rain, from rivers that overflow, from snow that melts, or from some other source. But in and of itself, the bor is not capable of producing water. A be'er has the ability to produce water mitoch atzma. It has an indigenous source of water. A be'er is a well with underground aquifers of a natural nature. So Chazal say, Gemara Abu Nazar, you test them in Aleph. B'tchila shesei miborecha. Initially drink from the bar. And the end, b'nozim mitoch be'erecha. Initially, a person has to be in the b'chin of a bar to be mekabel Torah from his rabbeim, from Svarim, to learn the Masera, which our esteemed forebears gave to us, tanoim amaroyim b'shoinim achreinim. The person does that diligently, industriously, passionately, fervently over an extended period of time. He then can come to the second shlav. He'll be mechadish chidushei Torah. That's the Ika Alimud, according to the Rambam. And ultimately, the Navi says, Yafutsu mayno secha chutza b'rcheves palgi mayim. Essentially, what will happen is a third shlav, namely the bear will become so full that the bear will overflow. It'll be oil al g'day seha, and the water will be zareim hachutza, chidushe teira, and then ultimately, b'chay beis pal gimayim. It'll be zeicha to talmidim, and talmidim talmidim, but there's a shlav after shlav after shlav after shlav, and the shlavim have to be, we are seder, as described by the Pasuk Mishlei, and by the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Yisod of Aseh L'Charav, in brief, it's not possible to achieve greatness in Torah without having a Rebbe who's connected to Masorah through his Rabbein. The generation we live in is embedded, and according to my humble opinion, in some respects, not just embedded in computer technology, entombed in computer technology. And the Corona Zoom venue has only heightened and accentuated the deep chasm between the ideal, idyllic Rebbe-Talmud relationship or Balabayis Rav relationship, which is unfortunate and which has to be addressed on an ongoing kind of basis. When a Talmud has a Rebbe that he can talk to, model himself after, and see a dmut chinuchit in front of him, that engenders a yachas akin to shomea mipi Moshe ki shomea mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lashon of Sifrei, in Chazal. That's the Har Sinai experience. That's the existential experience of Vayamod Ha'am al Moshe min HaBokeh Ad HaErev. The Pesukim in Yisro, the Tiferes Yisrael notes on two of the 48 kinyanim of the Torah, Be'emo v'yira, one of the 48 kinyanim, she'e emas rabo olav, there should be a sense of ema towards one's Rebbe, v'she yira shamayim b'libo shel odom. You should be able to nurture and cultivate a sense of yira shamayim internally, in the depths of his very neshama. V'hoyu einecha ros is morecha. That one should see one Rebbe is a critical, indispensable element to spiritual growth, and is terribly lacking in a generation with a limited attention span that leaves a Rebbe after a short period of time and cannot possibly achieve what the Rambam defines in Sefer HaMitzvos Mitzvot. The Rambam says, "Shetzibonu lehischaber machachomim." We're obligated to join, to connect with the Talmidei Chachomim, ulishaber imoim, ulahasmid bishivasam, to be in their ambience. B'chol oifen me'ofanei ha'abeda v'achevra b'machol uv'mishteh uv'esek. We have to constantly surround them. Kedei shagia lanu li'idamos b'maseihem. We should be able to emulate their behavior. Ulahamin, and the Rambam says to believe ba'mitus debrayim, in the authenticity of the words. Hu amar yisaleh u'bay sidbok. The Rambam speaks about dveikus nakodesh baruch hu. There's a fascinating machlokes. The Rambam and the Ramban yadua. The Rambam can say their rights. I'll just read a bit of it. Mitzvah say li dobek the chachamim v'talmideim, in order to learn from them. The Rambam calls this pasuk about sidbok, and the Gemara says v'chiyev shel adam li dobek v'shchina. So what did Chazal say? He dobek v'chachamim, cling to talmidei chachamim, and therefore a person should marry a bas talmid chacham, should marry his daughters to talmidei chachamim. Lechol v'lishtos in talmidei chachamim, says the Rambam, lischaber lehem b'chol minei chibur. So according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is li dobek v'chachamim. He writes this also in Hilchos Deyos, Perek Vav, Halacha Beis. Mitzvah say, lihidobek b'chachamim v'talmideihem. What's the point of this hadbaka, of this connection to the chachamim, that a person should, in effect, connect to Hashem Yisbarach simultaneously? And the Chinuch writes in a similar kind of fashion. However, the Ramban has a different approach. The Ramban contends that the mitzvah is not lihidobek b'chachamim, but rather, lihidobek bo Yisbarach, to connect to Hashem Yisbarach b'chol minei hadveika. He writes in the Hasaga to Mitzvah Seidalin, and the Pasuk Uvo Tidbok Uledov Kabo, says the Ramban, Shalotiporeid Machshavdom and Hashem Elohim Achirim. Not to be Masiach Das, Hashem is Barach 24/7. No Esek Adas. Lotiporeid Machshavdom Imenu, Belechtecha Baderech, Uvishokhver O Kumecha, Achu Devarim Vene Odom, Befibu Lashaynai. Even when you speak to people, believer, in any way, man, where's your heart? Your Sula Mutsavatza, but your heart is Bashamayim. Hu lifnei Hashem. The Ramban goes on to describe, according to the Rambam, he has two separate mitzvahs, Uvo Sidbok, Uvishmol Tishabea. According to the Ramban, they're all included on the one heading, Uvo Sidbok. So this mitzvah, in effect, has nothing to do with Uvishmol Tishabea. Uvo Sidbok, Lehidovek, according to the Ramban, Bechol Mini Adveka. So both mitzvahs are really one inyan, namely, when we connect to the Chachamim, we're connecting to Hashem Yisbarach. The other night, I went to Menachem Ovel, Hagoyin, the Mincha Soshe. His mother was Nifter. I decided, I have a connection with him for many years, I'll be Menachem Ovel. I come in, and there was a rather large crowd over there, understatement of the year. And I see a whole group of other distinguished-looking Talmidei Chachamim sitting next to Rav Asher Weisschlita. Before I knew it, three
and they began to speak to Rav Asher Weiss.
One after the next. So he said, Rav Asher Weiss, Achim Shali, these are my brothers. Wow. And then he begins. Ze al yodi, Rabbi Rashi from Montreal. Ze al yodi, Rabbi Rashi from Beitar. Turns out they're all Rabbanim Rashiim. And then Rav Asher Weiss says, "Ech ze kara? How did it happen? All of us, all seven, no sisters. We're all Talmidim of the Admor Mekloizenberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha." I tell you honestly, I wanted to take a picture. I had such a yetzahara to take a picture. The problem is, I would not be able to take out my phone in that room. The phone would be smashed to smithereens, and Ken Zion, the owner, would also be smashed to smithereens. But the yetzahara was so strong. What a sight. Seven all look alike. I think Rabbi Shammai said the youngster among them. What a sight. All Talmidim of the Admor HaTzadik HaGoyin, the Admor Mikloisenberg Zecher Tzadik Livracha. HaGoyin Rav Chaim Zemlinowitz Zecher Tzadik Livracha, I was not really zeicher to know him as you were. He was a 24/7 Rav. What I understood, his accessibility was unparalleled. I've seen already troves of correspondence that people had with him in the course of many years, with a beautiful manifestation of Asir L'Charav. He taught the shul to consult the Rav for every jot and tittle in their lives, and their heightened sense of being kafuf to a Rav and the Kavod HaTorah are really exemplary features of this wonderful kehila. Chazal tell us, Tanya Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Loi mekoyma shel adam mechabdo, el ha'adam mechabed es mekoyma. Sometimes the environs that a person is found in creates an environment of kavod. And sometimes the individual is the one who gives a sheen of kavod to the locus that he's found in. Shekein matzina mesinai. Shekol zman she'ashchina shuyah alav amra teira. Gamatzein ve'aboko al yiru el mul ha'ra'u. As long as the shechina was present, the Torah speaks about Son Bebarka cannot graze. Nistalka Ashina. Omra Teva Bimshoi Chayei Velheimel Yalu Bahar. So here, in Beis Tvila Yonah Avram, it was a dual fulfillment of Ha'odam Mechabedes Hamokom, the presence of a majestic Rav who graced the Shul, and simultaneously, Ha'amokom Mechabedes Ha'odam, a Shul that the Balabatim responded to his overtures. The Gemara says, Chagiga, Amr Ola Valacher, B'shoa Shoya Oymed, B'shamed B'sh, Har Beis Sifrei Minim Noshim B'cheiko. This I mentioned last year. Very famous Gemara. Acher, Elisha Ben Abuya. Great Talmud Chacham. Unfortunately, deviated when he was in Beis Medrash. Sifrei Minim were literally Noshim B'cheiko emerging from his pockets. And I always maintain, a number of times I was zeichet to see HaGoyin of Chaim Zemlinowitz. His pockets were also teeming with galleries of art scroll gemaras that are also neshiv in his pockets that I saw all the time. Bavli and Yushalmi, his neshira melting, shredding, shedding, molting, consisted of dapi gemara that flowed from his very essence. His lifeline was kihem chayeno v'aruch yameinu. He was an embodiment of the bitachon of the Chavis HaBavis. He was a feisty, independent thinker. That I knew from four or five conversations I had with him. His love of Eretz Yisrael was of a passionate nature. It manifests itself in many ways and in his publicly espoused positions that we are observing in the course of the Shemitah year. His connection to Gush Katif, his overall decision to come to Eretz Yisrael. And in general, I'm not in a position to measure his godless in learning, which I heard about from any number of great Talmidei Chachamim. So the Balabatim who apprenticed themselves to him and became Avodim HaMishamshim Esarav in the Bechin of Eliezer, Eben Abram, subsequently were able to rise to the role of Ish. They became Gavras, Lashon Rabin, independent, autonomous, and sovereign. Ultimately, they remained both Avodim, perpetual students, and servants of the Rav Zatzal, but at the same time, they maintain their status as a Gavra, as an Ish, with their own acquired independence. Indeed, Yofos Sichas Abdei Avos LaKodesh Baruch Hu Yoseh Mitoyrasim Shalbonim. Abdei Avos, those who are Avodim to this gargantuan, majestic Rav, the Sicha that they have is greater than Toyrasim Shalbonim. The Aseh L'Charav of HaGoyin, of Chaim Zev Linowitz Zatzal, to my mind, emanated from his Eish personality, the Eish HaTorah, a fiery Taki personality, suffused with Mussar, but powered by his passion to elevate his Kehillah to heights of Avodas Hashem. Liman Al-Tayra, all undergirded by a combustion engine that was driven 24/7. The general editor of Art School, do we have any clue what that involves? I know from my shvager Zecheinu Livracha, who was very friendly with Rabbi Chaim Zev Milinowitz, Hagoyin Hatzadik Rabbi Michal Wiener, my wife's sisters, Shetibadol Chaim Arukim, husband, and he described Rabbi Milinowitz to me a fair number of years ago as a colossal figure, a colossal Talmud Chacham, of monumental heights that he achieved. But he entered the Rabbonis, and Baruch Hashem was able to give up his talents to this wonderful shul. And undoubtedly, his neshama on the night of his yahrzeit should have an aliyah. We hope and pray to Hashem Yisbarach that his aseh lecha rav model that he exemplified and struck deep roots should remain part of the warp and woof of the special kehila. Halavai, it should remain that way. Amin the amin, the netzach letzachim, yehi zichro baruch. I actually have a lot more. However, I'm also going to give a 5-minute break because I thought that was the proper thing to do. Dr. Stern is trying to teach me. It's having some impact, limited, but somewhat of an impact. So, Yitz Hashem, we should recognize the greatness of this Adam Godel, of this great Talmud Chacham and great Rav, and Halavai, we should try to bask in his limelight and to follow his model.